What say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're saved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
I tell you, it's good to be in the Lord's house this morning. I tell you this morning, if you missed Sunday school, you missed a good time in the Lord. I love Sunday school. I love everything about church. Ever since the Lord saved me, I loved everything about church. And I appreciate this opportunity to be here again today. And I want to say to the church, I appreciate your love one for another. It speaks volumes for this church to hear your former pastor's wife testify this morning about the love that you all have shown her and how she's got peace in her heart. And, you know, things happen in life, and I've seen people do the opposite. I've seen people get bitter and turn away from the Lord. And I tell you, it's always good to see people going through trials. This brother here, I still remember his wife passing away, and to see him up still leading, singing, and praising the Lord, and just seeing the grace of God on him and the grace on this church. And I tell you, I just thank the Lord for that. I'm glad that he's still on the throne and that he's in control this morning and never has lost an ounce of power. And I'm thankful for that this morning. Ain't you glad that we serve a God who does not change?
Amen.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm glad he does not change. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to 2 Corinthians this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. I was praying and just trying to seek the Lord on where he would have us to be this morning. And I believe with all my heart God would have us to be here in this passage of Scripture today. And it kind of goes along with the Sunday school lesson and things that's been said this morning. And it doesn't surprise me. You know, I've been to church a lot of times and go in with a message, and I'd be kind of uneasy about it and be thinking in my mind, you know, and you know how the devil plays in your mind a lot of times. Is this the message for the hour? And get to church, and it just every song that was sung, Sunday school teacher would say something, or somebody in the church would say something, go right along with the message, you know. And I'm thankful that God knows what we need this morning. And I'm praying this morning, I've already been praying, that if you're here and you're not saved, I'm praying the Lord will speak to your heart this morning, give you that opportunity to come to know him as your Lord and Savior. There ain't but two kind of people here this morning, saved people and lost people. You know, and you're one or the other this morning. And I'm thankful this morning that I can stand proudly and say that I know, that I know, that I know that I pass from death unto life. Glad I can know that in my heart, that I'm saved, born again, been birthed into the family of God. It is a birthing thing when you get saved, beloved, and I'm thankful for that this morning. I want to preach the message this morning and the thought that the Lord's laid on our heart this morning, and I titled the message, What's at the End of the Road for the Believer? What is at the end of the road for the believer? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul tells us here, he said, For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. I want to read that verse one more time this morning and found in the Word of God, and listen to what Paul is saying. And it's so much today, you know, a lot of times we want a sign. We want God to give us a sign. God don't work in signs. He works by us walking by faith. He said here, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Let's pray. Fathers, we stand behind this sacred desk again today. Father, we ask you, Lord, to fill us with the Spirit of God. Lord, speak through us and use us today. Lord, I pray as the message goes out, you encourage your people. God, I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, if there's one in our midst today, Lord, that don't know you in the free pardon of sin, Lord, I pray the Holy Ghost of God, Lord, would prick that heart today. And Lord, you'd draw them, God. And Father, they'd open their heart's door and let you marvelously save them. And God, I pray you'd just help us and lead us and guide us. Encourage our hearts today, Lord, around the Word of God. Lord, we can leave right now and say we've been encouraged this morning. God, we thank you for your people. God, we thank you for this place that we have to come in and worship. And God, I pray, Father, now just for a little while, Lord, you'd anoint us. And God, give us that we need and speak through us and use us, Lord, to bring honor and glory unto your name. And God, we'll never fail, Lord, to bow, give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. For these things we ask in Jesus' sweet, holy, precious name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm glad that there's something better down the road. We look in the passage of Scripture here, and Paul's given us here now about, you know, I begin to think about this as I begin to study this passage of Scripture, and the Lord just beginning to burden my heart about it, and just to be able to encourage God's people. And I tell you, if you're like me, you need encouragement. In the day and time we look and live in, I never thought I'd see the things that we see going on in our country today, and all the ungodliness and wickedness. You know, I think we're at that time where good is evil and evil is good. I believe we're right there in the day and time that we live in. I know we're starting into 2022. We know what came in 2021 and 2020. We're still dealing with COVID. We're still dealing with fires. I just glanced at the news the other night. I've about quit watching the news, but I just happened to have it on, and just one tragedy right after another, talking about the COVID and the outbreak, talking about these fires destroying whole communities right here in Kentucky, that storm that went through, that tornado that wiped out all those communities and homes and stuff, and floods here, snows here. I mean, it just seems like the world is so uneasy, and just things are going on, just one right after another. And, you know, it's just the time that we're in. But not only that, it's exciting times for the child of God. You say, why is it exciting times for us? Because the Bible says for us to look up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Hey, the Lord's soon coming, friend. And I tell you this morning, if you don't have your house in order, you better get it in order. If you're not where you need to be with the Lord, you need to get where the Lord can bless you and use you. I'm glad this morning for the word of God. Paul said here, I begin to think about what's at the end of the road for the believer. First of all, we find here that Paul said the promise of a new body. I'm glad he talks about the earthly house that we live in. You know, he describes our body or our house as a tabernacle. The Greek word for that, I'm just going to spell it out to you. It's S-K-E-N-O-S. It means this. It means a tent or body. Our body's like a tent. You know, it's just a temporary thing that we have down here. I'll be honest with you this morning. I'm glad it's just temporary. I'm glad I'm not taking this body to heaven. You say, why, preacher? Because I'm already getting the aches and pains that come with age. I'm already an author. He's already visiting me. I'm getting it in my hands, and I'm not as mobile as I used to be. I may have told you this, but if I did, I'm at that age now. I'm glad I can repeat myself, and people just look at me and grin and go on. Hey, but used to, I could run and jump in a truck. In the back, hot-blooded, I could jump out of the truck. Now, I put the tailgate down. I crawl in the truck, and then I crawl out. I wouldn't dare jump out. Hey, listen, if I jar myself just a little too much, these things on the inside that move, that used to not move. I'm glad, though, thank God, that Paul said here, when we get to heaven, hey, when we leave this place, we're going to get a glorified body. Hey, this body is temporal down here, but God said he's going to give us a building, thank God. It's going to be new. Oh, listen, those saints of God that's done went on, who may have died by cancer, who may have died by an accident, who may have died by some terminal disease or some illness or whatever, however they left this life. Hey, when we see them again, hallelujah to his name. Hey, when we're called over yonder, when we leave out of here, they're going to be in that glorified body. I thank God for that this morning. I'm glad this thing's just temporal that we live in. Paul said, hey, we've got a promise of a new body one day after a while. Hey, the term tent reminds us, beloved, that we're just pilgrims and strangers passing through a wearisome land. Boy, ain't you glad of that? Honey, hey, listen to me. It'd be a sad day if we live this life and we come to the end of the road and they bury us out here on the hillside somewhere and they say, done. It'd be a sad day, wouldn't it? But ain't you glad, beloved? The Bible said here, and Paul said this, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah to his name this morning. I'm glad he's in control. He's got it all under control. And Paul said, we're going to get that glorified body. Hey, it's a building. Thank God this morning. He said, it's a building. We have a building, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now the Bible tells us that we'll be known as we were known. But I'm glad that glorified body's going to be perfect in every way. Ain't you glad this morning that heaven, hey, listen, the Bible says half. The half has never been told about it. Honey, what I've read about it, I can't even grasp. What I've read about heaven, I can't even get a hold of. Hey, beloved, but I know it'll be perfect in every way. Hey, every single Baptist, are you listening this morning? I want you to get this. Every single Baptist from here to Kalamazoo will be satisfied. The temperature will be right. You got some it's cold, some it's hot, some's in between, some that really don't care. Hey, it'll be perfect, friend. Hey, it don't matter what's going on in heaven. It'll all be right. I'm glad that he went away to prepare a place for us. Thank God. Hey, the building is a reference to our new body that we'll receive from the Lord. I want you to back up in just a couple of pages here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and notice what Paul said about this. He said, behold, he said, I'll show you a mystery. Verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. A beloved incorruptible, and we shall be changed. He said, for this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death, are you listening, church? Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where's thy sting? Oh, grave, where's thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Boy, aren't you glad God gave us some things to do while we're here? He didn't say, now when you see these things come to pass, just quit. No, he said to work, beloved. Oh, thank God. I think we need to go to the White House and ring that out. Go to work for him. Go to work. Hey, that's what America needs. Go to work. Woo! I'll shout on that for him. That's what's wrong now. Hey, listen, I've never seen a time, hey, that this, the generations that are coming on, not all of them now, but hey, the generations coming on now, they want a handout. They want you to give them everything. They want to start out on the top, friend. Hey, listen, I never will forget when our boys were growing up, how we helped them. We bought them both a car. When they got up old enough to drive, we bought each one of them a car. We paid their first 6 months insurance, and then we said, all right, from now on, you got to get a job, you got to pay your insurance. Hey, and do that, what was that, what was we doing? Was we being mean to them? No, we was teaching them responsibility.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Now, some of you teenagers probably sitting there right now, you're probably at the driving age saying, shut up, preacher, shut up. Hey. But it taught our boys to respect. It taught, not that we didn't help them, we did help them. We bought them tires when they needed tires. We helped them along the way, but it helped them and it gave them responsibility. Hey, the Lord said that we're not to sit down, friend. We're to work and labor till the Lord comes. Hey, listen, there's not a family sitting in here this morning. I don't care who you are. Don't care where you come from. Somebody in your family don't know Christ.
Amen.
And the thing about it is this morning, we don't want to think about it. You know why? The devil won't get your mind preoccupied, get your mind off of them. You know why? Because if you get your mind on them and where they're going, if they die in their sin, beloved, they're going to hell. Are you listening, church? They'll split hell wide open if they die in their sin. The Lord said, where I'm at, you cannot come. They're going to hell, friend. Hey, you know what happens when we get that on our mind? We'll get a burden.
Amen.
Oh, God, we'll go to praying. Oh, God, save their soul. Oh, God, speak to them. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, we need to work and labor in the day and time because we're going to get a glorified body one day after a while. But hey, we ain't there yet. That's why we need to work and labor. Oh, listen. It's, you know, here's the thing. He talks about our body that will be no longer subject to diseases. Boy, ain't you glad of that? This glorified body. Friend, I'm telling you, hey, COVID won't even affect it. Honey, that's enough to make everybody in here won't get up and shout.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I've dealt with it. Me and my wife's had it. Other people's had it. Hey, listen,
What I had, I don't want again. If I go from here to eternity and never have it again, I'll be happy. Hey, but I'm thank God this morning. He saw us through. He's taking care of us. Beloved, this morning, but I'm glad that we're going to a place and we're going to get a glorified body, friend. Hey, that'll last for eternity. Amen. Second thing Paul talks about here is we groan for it. Groan for it. We groan because we get old. We get pains. We get sickness. We get heartaches. We get physical limitations. Our bodies begins to groan. Paul's talking about that groaning. Hey, how that we groan for it. Spiritually, we groan for it. Hey, listen, the longer I go down the road and the more I see what's going on in our world, in our country, it gives me a desire to go home. Hey, you know why? Because what I read over there ain't here. The things we're dealing with here, hey, we'll never have to deal with over there. I thank God this morning. Hey, did you ever think, church, did you ever think that we'd be in a predicament in the United States where we didn't even know what sex we were? Did you ever think that we'd never put that on the birth certificate? Some counties is already doing it. It's not there because, hey, we're so confused about what we are. Hey, that's a shame this morning. I'll be honest with you. I've thought about this. The animals has got more sense than most people.
Amen.
You don't see dogs out here trying to mate up with cows, do you? Horses or anything else? Hey, what is that? Hey, God put something in them. God put something in us. But you know why? You know why people are going that way? They're denying that word. Hey, they're saying, I'm going to do it my way. Hey, how I feel about it. Hey, what I think about it. I want to tell you something right here. The Lord don't give a flip about what you and I think this morning.
Amen.
Hey, he ain't changed his word. You say, what should we do about stuff like that? I tell you what you better be doing. You better be praying for them. Hello? Oh, listen. If it wasn't for the grace of God, where would you and me be this morning? If it wasn't for the grace of God, where would we be? But Paul said, this body said they're groan for it. Hey, they groan because they long to receive the heavenly body that God has promised them. I'm longing for that day when I leave out of here to get that glorified body, one likened to the Son of God, perfect in every way. Are you listening, church? It's perfect. Hey, I want to say something right here. A lot of people get down on themselves because maybe something about them they don't like. But did you know the Bible says that God made us? We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Back before I got saved, I really didn't like myself. Matter of fact, I really couldn't stand myself. I remember so hard-hearted, so my heart was so callous in sin. I remember my grandpa passing away. And I was so deep in sin, my heart was so calloused that I couldn't even shed a tear for my own grandpa. See, what does that? Sin. Sin does that. Sin hardens the heart. Hey, sin. Hey, you know what? I'm this kind of preaching anymore. A lot of people don't like it. You know why they don't like it? Because of sin. Because they got sin in their heart. Hey, they don't like nobody telling them where they're at. Hey, I've talked to people and I've witnessed to people over the years. I used to work with a fellow, and every time somebody's talking about the bell ringing, it brings back memories. Every time that I hear a train whistle blow, it reminds me of a fellow I worked with. Good as gold. Do anything in the world for you. I talked to him time and time again. And he'd tell me, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. You're trying to tell me I'm not saved. Not one time did I ever tell this fella he wasn't saved. You know why? Because I don't know. Are you listening, church? I want you to get a hold of that. Oh, there's too many people judging people anymore. Hey, I don't know what your heart condition is, and you don't know what mine is. But I know this. I'd talk to him, and I'd witness to him, and I'd say, Jackie. He'd tell me about some things he was doing. I'd say, Jackie, you know the Lord ain't happy with that. The Lord ain't pleased with that. That ain't right. According to the Bible, that's not right. He'd say, you're trying to tell me I ain't saved. I said, I ain't trying to tell you I ain't saved. I said, what I'm trying to tell you is what you're doing's not right. He'd say, well, Jackie, like to drink. And he'd say, I ain't taking nothing from my family. I'm taking care of my family. I just like to drink. I told him, I said, Jackie, let me ask you something. I said, what if I come to your house and I was out on visitation? And I said, now I'm just going to give you a scenario here. I said, just for instance, I drank one beer. That's all I had was one beer. I had me a beer. And I come and knocked on your door at your house. Hey, I'm Eddie Smith. I'm out on visitation from my church. I'd like to invite you to our church. I said, now be honest with me. I said, would you have any confidence in anything I was saying? He said, no. I said, what's the difference between me and you? He said, there ain't none. It's amazing to me. Now, listen, church, I didn't know I was coming to say this. I'm following the Holy Spirit of God. Is that all right with y'all?
Amen. Amen.
Hey, so many churches today, I'm talking about fundamental churches. I ain't talking about these liberal things out here. I ain't talking about this contemporary junk and 16 different Bibles and all that. I'm talking about them. I'm talking about fundamental churches. They got the King James Bible. They got the preacher. But they think in their mind, and I don't know where they got this from. You'll never prove to me in the Bible that it's okay to drink, okay?
Amen.
But they think, well, it's social drinking. It's all right to social. We'll have a little wine with our supper, and, you know, drink. Now, please, please, I'm just going to tell you right now. Don't offend me. Don't come and tell me about the Lord turning the water into wine. It wasn't for him any wine.
That's right. Amen.
I promise you that.
Amen.
Okay? Now, I love you, church. That didn't cost you a dime. Matter of fact, it ain't in my outline. I'm just giving you what God put on my heart. Hey, listen. God wants us to be separated from the world. He wants us to live a sober life while we're here. He wants us to work and labor while we're here. Hey, but there are coming a time when we're leaving here. We're going to get a glorified body. Hey, this body is groaning. Paul said it was. It's groaning. And then we see the pledge of the Holy Spirit of God. Look at verse number 5. Now he that hath wrought us for the self-same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Boy, ain't you glad for the Holy Ghost of God. Paul's describing two things here the Lord has done for us. He has wrought us. It means to perform, to prepare, or fashion, or fit for one thing. God has prepared you throughout your life to serve Him. God wants us to serve Him, friend. Hey, everybody has got a job. Are you listening? It ain't just the pastor's job. It ain't the deacon's job. It ain't the Sunday school teacher's job. Hey, we all got a job to do. God's got something all of us can do. Hey, we can do, I never will forget a lady in the church. Hey, she physically, she couldn't do a lot. She had a lot of elements that held her back. She couldn't go out. She couldn't walk real long. She couldn't walk real far. She had a lot of elements going on in her life, but she said, I want to do something for the Lord. Not one time did we ever have a get-together in the fellowship hall that the silverware and the napkins and everything was folded and all put together. Guess who done that? That lady. She could do that. Hey, and the Lord blessed her for doing that. Hey, we all got something to do while we're down here on this earth. I'm glad that God gives us a spirit, beloved, that leads us and guides us, friend. Hey, beloved, we're His bride this morning. Ain't you glad of that? We're going to be changed like Him. I'm glad this morning that He is changing our life. God gives us the earnest of the Spirit. The Lord has guaranteed that we'll be changed and have a new body. The Holy Spirit is His guarantee. The Holy Spirit, when we got saved, ain't you glad for the Holy Ghost of God that took up an abode in your life? I was listening to the Sunday school teacher this morning. He dealt in his life with his salvation. I remember as a young Christian dealing with the same thing. I think, well, am I saved? I might do something. I might sin and come short of the glory of God. And I'd say, am I really saved? And the devil, he'd say, would a Christian really do that? I mean, come on, you said you're saved. Would a Christian really do? I dealt with those things in my Christian life. And hey, the devil, he's still alive this morning. Hey, he ain't let up. He's still coming around. He's still trying to put doubt in your mind. He's still trying to mislead you, get you going down the wrong road. But ain't you glad for the Holy Ghost of God? Beloved, the earnest of the Spirit. I like it this morning. That word Holy Ghost don't scare me a bit. Now, I'm just going to tell you this morning, I don't have a Pentecostal bone in my body, but I believe in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost took up an abode in my life. Hey, when I got saved, the moment I opened my heart's door, the Holy Ghost came in. Guess what? He ain't left. Amen. Every time I start getting misled or I start going my own way, are you listening? That Holy Ghost on the inside said, whoa, hey now, you better take heed. What the Holy Ghost is saying, you know what's wrong with a lot of people today? The reason they can't live right, the reason they can't stay right, they don't have anything to keep them right. They ain't saved. They've not been born again. Hey, it's a spiritual thing. It ain't a change of mind. It ain't us getting down the road so far and say, well, I've messed up so much, I believe I need to straighten up. Hey, I'd say that every time I pull a drunk. I'd get up the next morning, swear I wouldn't drink no more. I'd swear I wasn't going back out on the weekend. I'd be right back out in the same mess I was in the week before. You know why? I didn't have nothing on the inside. But I remember the day, bless His holy name, I remember the day the Holy Ghost came in on the inside. Did you know the Holy Ghost is a down payment? The Holy Ghost, church, is our down payment on what God is going to give us at the end of the road. Amen. Just a down payment, friend. Hey, you buy a house. Hey, notice that word there. He said in the Word of God, He said this. He said, the earnest of the Spirit. Earnest. You go buy a house. You go buy a car. Most of us now, I'd say the biggest majority of us, ain't going to pay cash for it because you don't have all the money. But you give them a down payment on it. And then you make payments on it till it's paid for. Ain't that the way it goes? Holy Ghost, God gave us the Holy Ghost. An earnest, a down payment on what we're going to get when we get to the end of the road. Everything God said in His Word about heaven, everything God said that He's going to do for us, He's going to do for us, friend. Amen. I'm thankful this morning for the Holy Ghost of God. Beloved, the Spirit of God is a down payment for our future inheritance with the Lord. Oh, listen, when we get to heaven, we'll receive the full atonement, beloved, that God has in store for us. He said, therefore, We are always confident knowing that whilst we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We're confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Because the Holy Spirit is our down payment, we have confidence this morning. Ain't you glad you can have confidence?
Amen.
Not too long ago, I had a tooth pulled. I had to break it. I had to go in there and do some things in one of my jaw teeth. And they put me on gas. I've never been on gas in my life. But I want to tell you something. It's the best stuff since sliced bread. I don't remember them pulling my tooth. I remember hearing the music in the background. I remember hearing them talking. But I couldn't understand a word they were saying. But here's the thing. Now, this was the thing about it. And I told my wife, I said, I can't explain it, honey. I said, the only way I can explain how I felt was I felt like I'd went into the third heaven. I had peace. I had a peace. I remember thinking in my mind, I couldn't hear him talking. I heard music in the background, but I couldn't make out what it was playing. It was Christmas music, but I couldn't make it out. I felt like I was kind of in between. I'm just giving you my heart this morning, church. Don't go out here thinking, well, that preacher, he done lost his rocker. I was on gas, okay? But here's the thing. I had a piece of my heart. And I thought in my mind, hey, if I'm leaving, I mean, if the Lord's taking me on right now, I'm at peace with it. I don't know if you ever experienced anything like that. You ever experienced being almost in an automobile accident and your life flashed before your face? You ever had that happen? Then there's a peace comes over you. God gives us a peace that passes all understanding. Hey, it's a peace that the world has no clue. They can't hook up with. I'm glad for God's grace. His grace is sufficient.
Amen.
To meet our needs. Hey, listen to me this morning, church. I can't tell you I've experienced God's grace in death because I ain't been there. But I can tell you this. I've been beside the saints of God who have crossed over, and I've seen them take their last breath. And what peace and serenity. Oh, Lord, what peace they had. You say, what was you seeing? I was seeing the grace of God. And it come right on time.
Amen.
And I believe with all my heart, when they left this life, whatever they were facing in this life, whatever fear was in their heart, Holy Ghost of God said, like I said I'd be. Do you remember what I said? I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm here. I'm glad when we come to that time, he'll be there. And he'll take us home. That's why Paul said to be absent from this body. Is to be present with the Lord. I'm thankful that when we do leave this life, Paul said here lastly, and I'll be done. He said lastly, we see the appearance before the judgment seat of Christ. We all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. The Bible calls this the Bema Seat. The only people that's going to be there is the saved people. Only saved going to be here. Now, a long time, I couldn't really get a hold of this. Did you know here, now you say the judgment seat of Christ, what are we going to be there for? We're going to be judged for our works. Are you listening? Sin has been dealt with at Calvary. our works. That's why he said, whether it be good or bad. Our works is going to be tried. What we've done in this life, what we labored in this life. Hey, what you're doing in this life, you're doing for one or two reasons. You're either doing it to bring glory and honor to God, or you're doing it to bring glory and honor to yourself. Those works will be burned up. You'll suffer loss. I don't know at the times over the years I've heard people say, well, ain't nobody going to teach that class. I guess I'll have to. What's that sound like? A Baptist? Hello? Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm not trying to make anybody mad this morning. Oh, Lord, no. But hey, if you do it for the wrong reason, your work will burn. If you're teaching a Sunday school class, do it for the glory and honor of God. If you're leading the choir, do it for the glory and honor of God. Hey, if you're standing up here in the choir singing, every time you open that book, every time he says turn to so-and-so, you turn over there. If you don't like the song, sing it like you love it. I've heard people say this, I don't like that song. Why has he got to sing that song? I don't like that song. Can I ask you a question this morning? I'm just being real with y'all. Y'all may not like me after I leave, but I'm just being real with you. Who said they're singing for you anyway? Who are you singing for? Everything we do, we ought to bring honor and glory unto the Lord. Hey, us coming this morning, it ain't about your family. It ain't about mine. It's about bringing honor and glory unto the Lord. Amen. Oh, he's worthy. Every time we come into his house, we ought to come in with a heart of worship. Hey, to worship him and to praise him and to give him honor and give him glory. But Paul said we're going to be here. Hey, the Bible said we must all appear. That word means this. It means made manifest. It means to be turned inside out. Do you know at the bema seat of Christ, all of our works will be manifested. Nothing's going to be hid. We've seen down here in this life the judicial system that we have that some people's got by with things. But you won't get by there. Amen. Everything that we do is going to be judged. Hey, our works, I want something. I want something, church, to lay at his feet. I want something to be able to give back to him for what he's done for me. Not because I owe him something. Hey, salvation's a gift. You can't work for it. You can't do anything for it. You just got to receive it. But I want something to lay at his nail-scarred feet. Be able to say, thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me. I'm thankful that God's got it all in control. I'm thankful this morning that he has paid it all. It's paid in full. And here's the thing, church. God wants us to labor and work while it's day. While we're here. This church, I know this church has been without a pastor for some time. But here's the thing. You know what this church needs more than anything? To unite. Together. Amen. Listen to me. I watched the message last Sunday. I had a funeral to preach. I wasn't able to go to church that morning because I had to be at a funeral. I watched the service. He nailed it. Amen. He nailed it. Amen. I watched the entire service. I said, that's exactly what that church needs to hear. This pulpit committee, you need to pray for them. Pray that God would guide them and God would put it on their heart, the man.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
The man. God's not brought you this far to let you go.
Amen.
He knows exactly where you're at. Long before you ever seen this coming, He knew it. Mm-hmm. He just wants you to walk by faith.
Amen.
And not by sight. That's what God wants for you, church. He loves you this morning. This is a message that God laid on my heart for this service this morning. I don't know your need this morning. You may be here and you say, "Preacher, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I know I can take you to the time. But I'm not where I used to be." You know what you need to do? You need to rededicate your life back to the Lord. Say, "Lord, I've walked away. I'm the one that stepped away. I want to come back. I want to renew. Lord, I want to be used of you." You may be here this morning, you've never accepted Christ. You may be playing church. You may be a deacon's young, preacher's young. It don't matter. If you're not saved, you're not saved. And the most important thing is that you get saved. If the Holy Spirit of God is drawing you this morning, speaking to your heart, you need to open your heart's door and let Him come in. Let Him marvelously save you today. Whatever your need is today, there may be some here carrying a heavy burden that only the Lord knows about. You know what? That's why the Bible said, the Lord said this, "Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light." You know what He's wanting you to do? He's wanting you to come and bring that to Him so He can help you carry that burden. That's what the Lord wants today. Let's stand all over the house. You have the message this morning. If somebody will come.